This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. After spending several days in talking about marks of immaturity, characteristics which show a man or a woman, a husband or a wife, to be actually still a baby emotionally or spiritually, we now turn our attention to marks of maturity. To be mature is to be able to meet the various situations which one meets in life with good emotional, mental, and spiritual response. Now, of course, I realize that this is a very general statement, but I hope that the further explanation which I shall give will clarify this matter. The marks of maturity which I shall give are certainly desirable, at least as I view the matter, and perhaps even essential to a happy marriage. And I hope that you will carefully and prayerfully consider them. First of all, I suggest to be mature, one must have a minimum of intelligence. A person who is mentally retarded cannot be an acceptable marriage partner or parent. One must have enough intelligence to learn certain things, and he must be able to continue learning to be an acceptable partner. To be mature, one must have a minimum of knowledge. If the marriage partner is a man, he must know enough to make a living. He must be able to provide for his own. For the Bible teaches in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8 that the man who fails to provide for his own has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. If the marriage partner is a woman, she must know enough to care for the household in an acceptable manner, and she must know how to care for the children. She must know something of the relationships and responsibilities of marriage. Another mark of maturity of the person who has truly grown up is that of independence. The Bible teaches that when a man marries, he is to leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, Matthew chapter 19 and verse 5. However, immature people cannot follow this instruction. They continue in their attitude of dependence upon their father and mother. They cannot make decisions for themselves. They cannot assume the responsibilities which they should assume. They depend upon mother and daddy. They many times follow or allow their parents to so interfere in their affairs as to render their happiness with their companion almost, if not absolutely, impossible. There are times and occasions when it's wise for young people, that is, after they're married, to seek the advice of their parents. But no boy or girl should go into marriage with the idea that their mother and father are still going to make their decisions for them. No boy should go into marriage with the idea that his father is going to support this new family. And in fact, no boy or young man is really ready for marriage until he is ready to support his wife and whatever children may be born to this new union. No young man is ready for marriage until he is ready to assume the leadership of a new family, to make the required decisions, to provide the strength and the courage and the independence which is required of the head of a family. This does not mean that he cannot ask for advice and even to follow that advice when it is received. The wisest of men at times ask for and follow the advice of others. In fact, a mature person will not hesitate to ask for advice when he needs it, but he will then weigh that advice carefully and make his own decision. But many marriages have been wrecked because young people do not leave their father and mother as the Bible tells them to, and they constantly run back to them and destroy their marriage. I pray with you not to let this mistake wreck your marriage. Another mark of maturity is to have a Christian attitude toward the sexual relationship. When a man marries, he should have a mature sense of the responsibilities which are now his. He has the responsibility of providing his wife with the necessities of life, that is, of food, clothing, shelter, and so on. The wife has the responsibility of keeping the house as it should be kept. Each has very definite responsibilities to the other. I have referred to this and explained it in some detail from Paul's instructions in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Mature Christian people recognize and meet the responsibilities therein outlined. The mature Christian person recognizes that in spite of the fact that the sex urge is strong, it is not the strongest urge within a man. It is not, as some would have us to believe, the motivation behind everything we do. But our time is gone for today. Please be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of this very important Bible subject.